I would like to clarify one nekuda we spoke about yesterday, and then we'll go further. My shvager, Moshe Hess, was marchev a little the inyan. In Parshas Yisroi, it says as follows, Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toiva asher osa Hashem li-Yisroel asher itziloi miyad mitzroyim, Vayomer Yisroi boruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad mitzrayim miyad paroi, asher hitzil esa'o mitachas yad mitzrayim, ato yodati ki godol Hashem mikol olakim, ki badovor asher zodu aleihem. So he said as follows. There are two broches. There's a birches hagoimel and there's birches hanes. And there's a tremendous difference between these two broches. The mechuvin of birches hagoimel is aboim tzrichem lohoidais. It's a hoidah, a thanks to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we were nitzel. Yerdei hayom, things went good. Roifesh and ischape. The Yisoid HaBroche is a hoidot to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on the Te'eles that came out from the Pu'ula of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore we said yesterday, the Rivosh as a finesse occurred to a person, he also makes Birchas HaHidot. The Birchas HaHidot comes to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the Toive that was done to him. The Birchas HaNes, the Mishnah says, the Indian of the Baruch HaMokim Shosanisim Labeisein B'Mokim Hazeh is not Al Sahido. This is like a Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. From the Nes, we see Godless Hashem. Just like Oise Masa Bereishis Shekoichai Gvorosai Molei Olam is a shvach, we see the godless Hashem in the Briya. If we see a mokim that a nes occurred, so there we see the Yad Hashem. We see gvuras Hashem, godless Hashem. That is birches hanes. So he says, if you look at the pasuk specifically speaks about these two inyonim. Vayichad Yisrael al kol ha-toiva asher osa Hashem li-Yisrael. The simcha of Yisrael was on the toiva that Klal Yisrael had. That's the inyan of Eido. Asher itziloi miyad mitzroyim. Vayoyma Yisrael boruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad mitzrayim. That's the birchus Eido. And that's what the Briskei Rav says. In order to make this birchus Eido, since he did not derive benefit from it, he had to be sameach with their hatzola. That's vayichad Yisrael kol ha-toiva asher hitziloi miyad mitzroyim. The second half of the bracha is Ata Yodati Ki Godil Hashem Mikol Elokim. This is Godless Hashem. So Be'emison, I can't remember where I saw it, but the Mefoshim ask that the bracha needs Haskoras Hashem in Malchus. What is the Malchus? So Dachshma, I saw one of the Mefoshim say, Ki godel Hashem mikol olakim, that is Malchus. Ein lecha Malchus gdeila mizu. Ki godel Hashem mikol olakim. This is the Malchus. So it is very interesting. Yisrael made a double bracha. The first, and he put the shame in one half of the bracha, and the Malchus in the other half of the bracha. But in Yisod, there were two brachas over here. The first bracha was a bracha, a birchas haido. And that was Hasher Hitziloi Miyad Mitzrayim. That's the union of Haidah, thankfulness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the second bracha is the godless Hashem. By seeing those who went through the nest, he saw Ata Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Mikol Elokim. And that is the tachlis of bracha al hanes, to be Mishabeach, godless Hashem. He wanted to say, could be that what the Rivosh says, that a person who has a nes, he makes birchas hagoimel, because could be that's oime kavanosam ein bala nes makir benisoi. Bishas the nes, hatzichen zinnen. He doesn't see the godless Hashem. He's thankful, boruch Hashem, he's gesund, but the godless Hashem you don't see. Later, the next year, when you see the mokim, and then you see how the Rabbi Shalom was masavav it, then you see godless Hashem. Aber bishaitai hatman zichen zinnen. So memela, therefore, so that is, first in mind, Yisrael was doch, it didn't occur to him, so Memele Yisrael was koilu, these two brachas, together, the gather of Hidah, and the gather of Birchas Hanes. Now in the Daf Nun Hei Amad Aleph. Just to elaborate on one nikude that we learned yesterday, the Gemara says, Shloisha Dvorim Amar Ben Marichim Yomov Shnoisov Shalodom Mar Bitvilosei Mar HaShulchonoi Amarich Bebeis HaKisei. The Goyin in Evin Shleimo says as follows, that he says first Amor Dike Yesod Inyan HaTeire LeNefesh Dugmas HaMoto LaOretz. What Teire can accomplish to the Nefesh HaOdom that is similar to what rain accomplishes to the earth. Now what does rain accomplish? So the Goyin says rain accomplishes Shematzmiach Masha Nizrabo. Whatever is seeded in the earth, so the rain will make grow. So what will grow? He says it matters what was seeded. If the Samachayim, so Samachayim will grow. If the Samhamoves, so Samhamoves will grow. So upon him, the rain only makes grow. But whatever will grow is dependent what's buried in the earth. So the Goyin says, Kain b'teire. Matzmiach mashe beliboy. Teira also magnifies and enlarges and makes grow. What grows? Whatever tutzich bayem in his life. Im liboy toiv tagdu yerosoy. If he's a yerei shamayim and he has a leif toiv, teira will make greater the yira that he has. V'im beliboy shoyresh poire roish velane. If the leiv, there's Dvorim roim, there's midos rois, there's ashchos in the lave, yigdal hatina beliboy. So the Torah will make that grow more. And he says that is shat in the Gemara, zocha sama de chaya, loy zocha sama de movis. Torah could be sama movis. Okay, so he says, so we're playing with fire over here. That since Torah is megadol, what is beliboy? So, Mamela, we have to cleanse the heart before we learn Torah. Al kain tzorich lefanois liboy, b'chol yoim, koidem alimud, v'achav, me'ipush hadeyes v'hamidois. So, a person has to cleanse the heart, me'ipush hadeyes v'hamidois. And the cleanser over here is b'yiras chait. Yiras chait, that cleanses the lave. V'zehu mechune b'shem beis hakisei. That's what Chazal tell us beis hakisei, that it cleanses out the ipush hadeyes v'hamidois. V'alzerim zo hamarich b'beis hakisei marichim yomo v'shono. That is pshat in our Gemara. So kaponim, we have another pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see the end of this sugya, that the matronise ki hada amro lei ahu matronise l'Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. A matronise asked Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi ponecho doimim l'megadlei chazeirim u'lemalvei beribis. She said, let us see what Rashi says, l'megadlei chazeirim u'lemalvei beribis. Schoron merube. This was at that time a very flourishing business, beloy teirech, usmeichem bechelkom, and the person was very satisfied with the profits that he reaped from this business, lekach pneim tzuhuvim, so their face used to light up. So she saw the face of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi, so she said, you must be one of the two, or both. Megadle chazeir, malvi beribis. Omalo, so he told her, him nusa. Ashvue, l'didi tavayu asirin. That means, the Ben Yoyoda says, l'didi, even though they said teirim by both, the malva la'akum mitzmuter, but Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, stam chosid, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, he was mekabel on himself, they wouldn't be Isaac in these things. Afilu, there's a heter also. So l'didi, that's why he swore, l'didi tavayu asirin. For me, both are also. I wouldn't be Isaac in any such things. No, you see a gewaldike simche אלא 24 בייס הכיסא איקה מאישפיזוי לבי מדרושה, from when I leave the house till I go to the בייס המדרש, תחי יזילנו בודיקנו נפשוי בכולו. It's very מדויק later going, it's a בדיקס הנפש over here, not בדיקס הגוף, because we're speaking about a different בייס הכיסא in גנצה. ואומה רב יו, what does Rashi say? הימנוסה לושן שבועה. Kloimar, be'emune shteim asurisli. The Gemara says further, ba'omar Rav Yehuda, shloisha dvorim mekatzrim yomo v'shnoisav shalod. Mi shenoisnim lo yisefer teire likreis, ve'enei koire. It was given, that's one. Number two, koi shel brocha levorech, ve'enei mevorech. Pamanik atzboi berabonus. Now the Gemara is going to explain all three. Sefer Torah likrois veinei koirei d'chsiv ki hu chayecho v'oirech yomecho. So he was given something that's chayim, v'oirech yomim, and he doesn't want to accept it. So memele, so therefore it's mekatzrim yonov. Koi shel brocha levorech veinei mevorech d'chsiv avoche mevorachecho. Now let us see what this means. So Rashi says, "Vavorech mevorechecha, vamevorech birchas hamozein, mevorech lebal habayis." The person, usually the oirech mevorech, and the oirech used to say the yehirotzin for the bal habayis. And the Rabbeinu Shloim says, "Whoever is a mevorech a Yisrael, the Eibishter would mention, vavorech mevorechecha." If the balabos comes over to the oirech and he offers him the koishel broche and he doesn't accept it, so in other words, he doesn't want to bench the balabos, the yirotzim, shloyevish. So memele, so if he doesn't want to bench ayid, so if it's vavolchem mevorachecha, so I'll call upon him someone who doesn't want to be a mevorach Yisrael, so that's the hepech of vavolcho. So therefore, it's mekatzrim yomov ushnoisov. The Mogen Avraham says that this only applies with a birchas hamozin al hakoyis, and the Sharatzin says he was lechayre medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says koyis shel brocha levorech veinei mevorech. It seems dafke when they were mevorech on the koyis, then they said the yehiratzin. It could be, we mentioned once before already, it could be Bizman Chazal, that's how it was, because the only one who said the Yiratzin was the Mevorech, and there was only one Mevorech. So the Akapon, when they were Mevorech Halakais, it seems, then they said the Yiratzin. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. The Mishnah Berurah wonders what it's totally Dafkin the Kais. Then he clears, well, we say the Harachma, then he clears the Shaila, I feel he doesn't want to accept the benching, but he says Harachma Nivorachas Balabais. So it could be that it's also not Mekatzo Yomov Ushnoisov. And we mentioned that the Aruch HaShulchan says that Bizman is that everyone benches, so the Hirotzain, everyone can say. Slav Davka, like this, when everyone was quiet, and they were Yaitze from the Mevorich, so the Oirech was Mevorich the Balabais. Balk upon him, that is the Inyan. He has an opportunity to give a broche to Ayid, and he shirks the opportunity. So that's an expensive proposition of Mekatzram Yomov Ushnoisov. V'amanig atzmoi berabonus, v'omar abchome balchanine, midnei ma'ameis Yosef koidem lo'ochiv, ne'shehinig atzmoi berabonus. The Eitz Yosef brings down from the Shulti Geboirim, that Hamanig Atzmoy Berabonis, the translation is Hamanig Beinoy Ubein Atzmoy Berabonis. That when a person is a Moishel and a Nosi, Be'etzim, there's a tremendous Inyan for Rabonis. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Nohoig Nisi Yuscha Beroma, if a person is a Manig, he can't be a Lemele. Yes, to, that was a tiny that Shmuel Anovi had on Sholem Elch. Roy Shifte Yisroel Ato. A person has to fear sich beromus and berabonus. But that's not beinoi lebein atzmoi. Beinoi lebein atzmoi the Yitzchayser brings in Shulti Geboirim, Tzorech Liyois Levovoi Nishbar V'nichna Ushfal Ruach Miyoid V'loi Yigvar Levovoi. That's the love of Agbos Alei was said to a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu Zvanachnu Mo. So if Beinu Lebein Atzmoi Des Rabbonus, that is Mekatzer Yomov. Exactly the Rabbonus that was by Yosef HaTzadik. Others say that when the Shvatim came and they were telling him that Avdecha Avi, so they called the Av on Eved, and it seems Yosef somehow could have prevented it. They said it over, and the Metalgim said it over. It was words that should have not been said and mentioned, and it wasn't necessary for the Nesiyas of Yosef. And others say, after the Ptir of Yaakov Avinu, he didn't invite the brothers because there was a problem. Reuven is the Bchoyer, and Yehuda, and he's the Melech. It seems that there was a Tviya, Al Kaponim, it's Dak Min Adak, but there was a Tviya on Yosef HaTzadik, of Manig Atzmoi Berabonus. Rashi, Yosef Meis Koidem Lo'ochiv, Dechsiv Vayomos Yosef V'chol Echov. Mrs. Yosef was before the Achim. Va'oma Rab Yehuda Omarav. Shloisha tzrichim rachmim. Melech toiv, shona toivo, vachaloim toiv. The tzlach in the ben yoyodo explain as follows. That these three in yonim, even though they started out good, and they look good, melech toiv, he was a melech, and he's a psa'adute, and a fine, shona toiv, the year started out good with a shefa broche, v'chaloim toiv, he had a good cholim, so it's everything is taken care of already, so one can take this daige off his head. So therefore, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marab, shloisha tzrichim rachmim. The Tosfos HaRosh says, la'afushi berachmim tomid, ubechol eis. One should not build a chazoke that from what yesterday was, or these things, since they're good, so there's nothing what to worry about. No. That they should continue to be good, tzrichim rachmim. Melech toiv shona toiv v'chaloim toiv. Melech toiv d'chsiv palge mayim leiv melech b'yad Hashem. So the Lev Melech is controlled by Yad Hashem, so from today doesn't have to tomorrow, he's not a Baldovo, so he has to be Me'ore Rachmim to the Bala Rachmim. Shona Toive Dechsiv Tomid Deine Hashem Alekecha Bo Mereishis Hashona Vadach Rishona. There's a Keseida Dike Hashkocha, there's a Keseida Dike Diyun Miyoyim L'yoyim Mereishis Hashona Vadach Rishona Pomim L'toiv Pomim L'ro. So again, if the year started good, that does not mean to breathe a sigh of relief and it's taken care of already. No, tzricha rachmin. Chaloim toiv d'chsiv v'tachlimeini v'hachyeini. Because we'll see later that a person could have a chalom toiv, but it's not muchach albinis kayim. In Raya Ledova we'll see later, Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef had a good chalom. But till the cholim became the skayim, the gemara took 22 years to be in the skayim, and there was a lot of habakoshes rachmim and ishtadlus from Yosef that it should be in the skayim. So the raiv and the posik is vatachli meini, you gave me a cholim, not lehachayeni. Lehachayeni would be automatically, the cholim is lehachayeni. No, vatachli meini, you gave me a good cholim. Vachayeni in the Rebbein Shalom made that it should be letoy. So there we see that it's not automatic. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Devorim Machiz Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoy. Three Matzovim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one that is Machiz. That they should be Ve'elo Heim Rov V'soiva U'parnes Toiv. The Goin says in Biyurei Agro, Machis, he says that nafkemine sheloi lahakchishon. That means if there's a rov, so that's the rotzen Hashem, there should be a rov. That was pshat Yaakov lomot yischol. The Rebbein Shlom said there should be a matzav of rov. This is achaza from the Rebbein Shlom. Don't be different. And the same thing by soive, and a parnes toiv is pshat is, you shouldn't be makrish. In soise, if there's a parnes ala tzibu, is min hashamayim, so memele, this is also a chosa from the Rabbi Nishloim. Rav d'chsiv ki kora Hashem l'rov. Soiva d'chsiv v'karosi el adogni v'rbeisi yoisi. Oisoi, pa'anis toiv d'chsiv v'yedaber Hashem omoy shaleima re'ei karosi b'shem b'tzalo. Omar Rav Yitzchok eim amidim pa'anis ala tzibu, elo imkein nimlochim b'tzibu. The proper way to be mamed aparnas ala tzibur is that the tzibur should be mekabel aleihem the parnas. They should be maskim to be mekabel aleihem his rore, and then that will have a key. Shenema ri'u kora Hashem b'shem b'tzalo. First it says rei, then it says ru. So the Chazal tell us there were two askomas. Omle kodish boruchu le'moyshe. Moshe Hogun Alecho Bezalel. Are you masking that Bezalel, who's a young boy then, that he should be the Rosh in the Siyas HaMishkan? Amalei Rebbeinu Shloim, Lefanecho Hogun, Lefanei Leikolshke. Amalei Afal Pikein Leich, Emoi Lehem Teklau Yisrael. Olach Vamalem LeYisrael. Hogun Alechem Bezalel. Are you zufrieden that Bezalel should be the parnes? Am roloim of nekadish bochu. Ulefanecha hu hagun. Lefaneinu leikoshke. Omar Rav Shmuel ban Achmeini, Omar Rav Yoinesen. Bezalel al shem chochmosoi nikro. The shem Bezalel was just like the shem, it shows the mahus. Just like Odom was Koro Shemai, so he understood the mahus of each behem and chaye, so therefore he was able to pinpoint it with the Kriyas Hashem, is Bezalel al Shem Chochmosoi Nikro. The Shem of Bezalel was al Shem Chochmosoi. B'shoa she'omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe leich emoylei le'Bezalel aseili mishkan oren v'keilem. Holach Moshe vehepech va'amalo yasei orin v'keilim u'mishkan. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu min hogei shel oilam odom boine bayis v'acharkach machnis l'soichei keilim. Va'ata oimer asei li orin v'keilim u'mishkan, keilim shani oise lahichen achnisem. If I'll make the keilim first, where will I put them? Shemekach amaloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu asei mishkan orin v'keilim. Amaloi shema betzeil keil hoyisa viyodata. It's a difficult gemara to understand what the kavonis Moshe Rabbeinu was, what the pilpul was over here. The Goin in Biurei Hagro says as follows: Hatachles hu koidim b'machshove. There's the tachlis and the maise. The tachlis comes first, hu koidim b'machshove, va'achrein b'maise. But l'maise it comes last. The oilam ha'maise it comes last, but the misaviv, the tachlis b'machshove comes first. The tachlis of the Mishkan was the Torah and the Orin and the Kalim. And therefore, L'chein sida loy Hashem yisborach b'limud in Parshas Trume with the Rabbi Nishlam, that's the Torah shebiksav. The limud was, that is the tachlis of the Mishkan, so the seder halimud was orein v'keilim koidim. That was, and that's the limud, that's the Torah shebiksav. In the lemaise, aval kavonis Hashem yisborach sheyase b'tzala lehepach. But that is the tachlis, but the maise is always the hepech of the tachlis. The tachlis is koidim, and in the maise it's less. So he wanted that Bezalel should do the exact opposite in the maise. Umoyshe Omar Divrei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Dvar Hashem, that's the Torah Shebiksa, and the Dvar Hashem is the Tachlis, the Dvar Hashem is the Tachlis of the Mishkan, which is the Orem Koidim to the Mishkan. Ubetzalel Haven Hakavone. But Bezalel understood from the Tachlis, he understood what has to be done. So he says, the tzeil, just like a reflection in the mirror, is the opposite of what you are showing, and the shadow is also an opposite. So Memele, Bezalel understood in the Lemais is the opposite of what the Tachlis is. So that Bezalel was able to figure out from the Dvar Hashem, he was able to figure out the Lemais. That's what he said, Betzel Kel Hoyisa. So the Goyin explains as follows, that Be'etzim, the Kavon of Moshe Rabbeinu was, that the Teirish HaBiksav, which is Parshas Trume, so the Teirish HaBiksav is written, what that was the Dvar Hashem, and that was the Rotzen Hashem, that in Rotzen were Magdim, the Tachlis, what Tika Tachlis is, so therefore were Magdim, the Oren, to the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu held, he would tell over in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the explanation of the Torah Shebiksav, how to firoiz the Torah Shebiksav, that'll tell Bezalel what to do. So there'll be a chelik of Torah Shebal Peh, that's mevayr the Torah Shebiksav. But Bezalel was mechaven the Torah from the Torah Shebiksav, he was mechaven the Torah Shebal Peh. That's what the Goyin says, El Shebetzalel, Haven me atzmoi v'zochet she'ti'omar al yodai. He was mechaven from the Torah Shebiksav, the Torah Shebalpeh, the Chelek HaMaisa, how it should be done. That's how the Goyin explains this Gemara. The Meroi Meisode asks, the Stamazoy Akasha with Pshat, that the Cheshbin of Bezalel, you need a mokim for to put the kalim, so that's tamazay a problem. Lamais, everything was finished Chanukah time, and the Mishkan was put up Nissan. So that was the zman of the Akomas HaMishkan. So what's the chilek which you make first? Lamais, Bezalel's cheshbin, tamazay is ishkiven ha'iskahalten. So the Meroi Meisode says, he was mevayr in Hemekdovo, that even though the Mishkan was not put up till Nissan, but they were, the Yerias, they put up right after, they put up the Yerias without the Kroshim, and the Kalim were in the Yerias. So he started making the Yerias, and since he started making the Yerias, so he was already Isaac in all the Binyan, HaChotzer, VaHamishkan, till Lamaisa he came to the Kalim and the Yoram. Rashi, tzrichim rachmim, tzrichim levakish rachmim, sheyevoyu, lefi sheheim biyodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'en lem reshus lovoi elo b'reshusoi. So therefore one needs rachmim. Re'ei karosi b'shem, re'ei mashme, hochein es levovecho, tenei necho bedovo. You should be mizboinen. Lech amoyle lebetzalo, lech amoyle lebetzalo, lasei mishka orin vekelem. Shekein heim sedurim bepashis kisisa, rei kerosi b'shem es oil meid vese orin laidus, v'chala parche. Omoisha omaloi, that was the moyle, that was the Torah Shebalpeh. Omoisha omaloi, he told them the vow of the Torah Shebiksav, I say orin vekelem, gein shulchanem neire. He told them first the Torah Shebiksav. Yeah, look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Yedeya Hoya Bezalel, Letzaref Oisiyoi Shenivro Behem Shemayim Vaoretz. That the Oisiyois that were used in the Bria Shemayim Vaoretz, Bezalel knew these tziruf oisiyos. Ksiv hocho, v'yemolei oisai ruach alakim b'chochmo u'besvuna b'das. Ksiv hosom, Hashem b'chochmo yosad oretz, koinein shamayim b'svune Uchsiv bedatoi tahimais nivko. So it seems these yediyas which were necessary to create the oilam, chochma, tvuna, and das, these yediyas were necessary to create the Mishkan. It seems in the Mishkan, the tachle shamayim va'oretz was put into the Mishkan. The Mishkan was equivalent to Maisei Shamayim Boretz. It was, perhaps to elaborate a little, the world was created with two chomrim. The Ramban says that Shamayim was created with a ruchnistike chomer, and Oretz was created with a gashmistike chomer. The tachlis of the Mishkan was to make from Oret Shamayim. In the Medrash it says that Kol Ma Sheba Shamayim there was in the Mishkan. The Srofim Oimdim Mimal, the Skroshim Oimdim. So it seems that the Kroshim, that what the Ribbono Shel Olam had created, Srofim Oimdim, from Achoyim Aruchni, Bezalel created from Kroshim, an equivalent to those Oimdim. It seems the Mishkan was a miniature form, a new Bria of Shemayim V'oretz. And just like the Bria Shemayim V'oretz was necessary to have Chochmah Tvuna Das, so in the Asiyas HaMishkan one needed the same Hachonis. Rashi, Oisiyoi Shenivro Behen Shemayim V'oretz Ayidei Tzerufon Obeseifa Yetzire Tonelohu. There's a Sefer Yetzirah, which was written by Avraham Avinu, and that's what the Sifrei Chachamim brings down, and Dalton states the Yetzirah for Oishiyos, but it's something not for us to learn. Yeah, zogt die Gemara weiter. Amar Rab Yochanan, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein chochme, elo lemi sheyesh bei chochme. Shenemar, Yoav, chochmese, Lachakimin. That Rabbi Shalom gives Chochma Lachakimin Mindo Liyoide Vino. Shama Rav Tachlifa Bama Rova Voma Kamida Rava Bo Amalei Atun Mehosa Masnisu Lo Anan Mehoche Masninu Lo. He learned it from Apostle Kachumish Tachsiva Belev Kol Chacham Leiv Nosati Chochma. This is also a difficult Gemara to understand. The Rabbi Shalom gives Chochma Alami Sheyesh Bei Chochma. Is Kan Shayla Ben, but how does one have Chochmeh first, if the Rabbi Shalom is the one that gives Chochmeh? There's a Meir de Kibir from Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner says as follows. The Gemara says, we learned already, Hakel Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yireh Shamayim. Yireh Shamayim is Bidei Ha'odom. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tchilas Chochmeh Yiras Hashem. That is the beginning of Chochmeh. That is not Miyodei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyireh Shemayim. If a person is Zoiche to Yireh Shemayim, that's the Trilas Chochmeh Yiras Hashem, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will help him the Choynen Oysoideye V'Haskel L'Hasig HaTorah V'Mitzvahs. But the hachone, the base kibul, to be mekabul chochmas Hashem, the pasuk says yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. The oitzer that one, and he explains Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, the Rabbeinu Shalom only give chochma if he has an oitzer. If he doesn't have an oitzer, he won't give the chochma. Yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. The oitzer is yiras Shemayim. So that is pshat. If the person is this Trilas Chochma Yiras Hashem, then Yoav Chochmeso Lachakimin. Taisves Leichem Eile Bezalel Asei Mishkan Orem Vekeim. When Taim Eich Ashkan Shesiva Kadish Boruch Ulas is Mishkan Trila Rebbe Pashas Trum Ksiva Orem Trila from the Pashas Kishisa Ksiva Esai Old Moyed Vesa Orem Leibus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chizde Kol chaloim v'loi tovos. What is pshat in this? So Rashi says, Kol chaloim v'loi tovos. Kol chaloimes yira odom, v'lo yira echod me oison shehu shori betaynish, she'enoi toiv. Tovas loshen taynis, k'moi ubas tovas homo b'dor yovesh. The Ian Yaakov says Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi means as follows. The Gemara will say later that it's a very choshev inyan that a person should see chalaimis. If a person, kol halon shiva yomim b'loi cholim nikro ra. So there's an inyan that a person should have chalaimis. So Rashi is saying, kol chalaimis yira adam, he should see any cholim. Then he doesn't go into the category of ra. Aber v'lo yira echod mei oison shehu shori betaynis. But he should not see a cholim that he has to fast on it. That he has to be a shori betaynis because of it. Such a cholim is not a trufe. That means, by seeing such cholim is that does not make that he's the kol alon shiva yomim b'loi cholim. But any other cholim, but he doesn't have to be misane, so that he should see. That's how Rashi learned pshat. The Tosfos HaRosh says a very interesting pshat, and this the Shaar HaTzion brings down l'aloche, that he's speaking about, the halacha is that, kol mi sharoya chaloim v'nafsha yaguma olov, so he should be mate of the chaloim. Not if it bothers him, he should be mate of the chaloim. So this Rav Chisda said, which chaloim should that bothers him, should he be mate of, and he should be worried about, that's dafke if he did not fast that day. If he fasted that day, so it could be the tzar of not eating, that brought about the chaloim. So then the chaloim does not mean anything. And the Shaar HaTzion says l'halocha that what's the lashon? Chutz kol chaloyim ra she'odam roye yesh lidoy golov. Chutz mechaloyim shero achar atainis v'ishe yosha v'tainis v'nitztayer machmaseinu yire chaloyim ra. So memel, but it doesn't mean anything. This chaloyim is not from the chaloyim that one should worry about. So the Shaar HaTzion Simon Reishchov says, if he had a very difficult day, and at night he had a bad cholim, forget about it. So ain't lidai golov, because that's the cause of the cholim. Va'omar Rav Chisda, chelme deloy mifshe a cholim without a pisroin ke igrese deloy mikraya. So what does Rashi say? The loy mifsher shaloy pasru. It wasn't niftar. Ke igrese, but the loy mikray. Loy toiv leirau. She kol achaloy meis hulchin achar apisrein. To understand a little, we're going to have later the Gemara here that the Gemara says all chaloy meis is totally in the pisrein, and the whole sugya with chaloy meis. Rav Dessler brings Azayir Hakodesh. Mchelik Dalit, he has a whole peirik on chaloimis, and in Zayir HaKodesh it says as follows: Kol chelmin da'almin, bos ozlin boso pishre de pume. All chaloimis are dependent how the pisrein of the pear will be. Begin. Why is it that way? The isbei bechelma kedivu ukshoit. In each cholim, There's stodei sheker, some things which are not true, okshayt, and there's things which are true. Umila sholta al kulo. In the pear is shaylet. What should be and what shouldn't be, that the pear shaylet. That's a loshna zayir hakodesh. Then he brings a tshuvas harajbe. The Rajbe says, someone asked the Rajbe about this inyan of pischin chaloimetz. So the Rajba says, "Heim devorim ne'lomim." These are inyonim which are beyond our comprehension. Loinis bara lono atosi boisom. The mechanics, how this works, the Rajba didn't know. But he says, but you see, he brings a Mara Mekai, Mr. Rashba. Vehi sha'oma b'ris krusol is fosayim. It's such an inyan, what a person can create something through speaking. Vizuhi hameniye b'klola v'achevitz b'brochis. There's an inyan of a klola, but who's he? He doesn't have a canon with him, but there's an inyan of a klola, and there's an inyan of a broche. Al tibirches head yit kala beinecha. Al yiftach piv lesotten. Vos, ven, vi. There is a koyach in the pen. Rav Dessler explains that when a person is shown in a cholim, in yonim which are merames lasidus, so it is given to him it's a davostomi v'kailot stodim lekan ulekan. We're going to have bal the Gemara vaita. The Gemara relates that a person had a cholim and he went to 24 pischen chaloimers, and all of them were poised the chaloim in 24 different oifanim, and all of them were niskay. So what is pshat? So pshat is the cholim has the cholim has certain meanings. The decision how the cholim should be fataych is a pisra in hoylech achar apeh. Taisvis says later, pisra chaloimis is a merdike taisvis. Perish ri de mazel shas alei de gorim ve'ein adover toli bechochme. The koyach to have the path to be poiser acholim is not dependent in chochme, it's not dependent in frumkeit, it's dependent in the mazel that the person was born. Other people were born with these koiches to be poiser acholimis, and their path have a koyach to be magbil and to decide what the cholim should mean. The cholim is awesome. The cholim can have a lot of meanings. What they say and what they decide, the Rav Dessler puts in a vote and it's accepted by the cholim also. That's why time is the chatumim's pisrei to paris cholim. We never found out that there were also poiser. If it wasn't acceptable, so that's not considered a pisrei. A pisrein that someone is poiser the chaloim and the cholim accepts it, tak it rings a bell, some mele, that is the decision on this world what the cholim should mean. And that's the seder hachaloimis. So the Gemara says, but kolzman there was no pisrim, so it's garnished. The vial, nothing has been decided yet, or the cholim, the vial is meaningless, kolzman, it doesn't come to a pisrim. Okay, that's what the Mephoshim say. The Shvatim had a gewaldike kinne to Yosef when Yaakov said, Avinovoi, that Anivi Mecho, Lishtachvislo. So Yaakov Avinu said, the Pischen of the Chaloim. Then it was a merdike kinne. Okay, then the Chaloim had a mamoshes. V'am Arav Chiste, Loichelme Tove Mikayim Kulei, that both of them not the whole cholim becomes niskayim. V'omar Rav Chisda, chelme bishe odef michelme tove. A chelme bishe is better than a cholim toiv. Why? So what does Rashi say? Odev michelme tovo shemevi esha'odom lidei tshuve. That means it is a message, and if a person receives the message, so memele fakelt, it's givaldik. So memele, so it accomplished the tachat that he had, and was ma'irim to tshuve, so it accomplished very much. Echelme tovo, what did he get from the chaloim toiv? So he's satisfied, he's secure, so basota from those. Ba'amar Rav Chisda, chelma bishe atzivusei mistaye, chelma tove chedvei mistaye. Zot Rashi. Chelma bishe atzivusei mistaye, dayoi, dayloi itzvoinoi, Masha Adam is Atziv Olov, Mevatel Es HaChaloyim, so Fakelt. The Atzves, that's Fakelt, so the, like there's a Kiyum, there's a Kiyum HaChaloyim with his Atzves. And Fakelt, Achelma Tovo, is Chedvei Mistaye. He's happy about it, that's the Kiyum. So he's Yoitze the Kiyum with the Simcha. Omar Rav Yosef, Chelme Tova, Afilu Ledidi, B'dichusei Mefakicho. That means Rav Yosef was a Sagi Noe, was a blind person. He wasn't a Bechlal, he wasn't too, didn't have too much Simche B'nyon Yolam Hazeh. Afal Pikein, the Simche that he had is Mevatlai. That means it's, Rashi says, it's Makrish, the toive, that becomes a kiyum of the chalom, of the chalom to the simcha he has through of the chalom alone. Va'omar Rav Chisda, chelma bisha kosha minagdo. That a chelma bisha is worse than malchus. That means it has a greater effect. Afilu didish ani moir anayim sektrashi. Yeah, menagdo mi malchus kosha legufa odam yoise mi malchus lefisha doig mi menu. It makes a roshim on the person teichas gora b'meivin mahakos ksil meyo. There he hears the gora, he hears the dvar Hashem, and the mele, so that is a, that accomplishes more than malchus. Malchus is only superficial. Shenema volekim also sheyiru milufonov. Vashedabri itoy yedaber divreyemes male teven es abor niyum Hashem. So the Gemara asks, v'chima inyan bar v'teven. Bar is the tfu and teven is the psoilus. Hateven es abor. Vaisois teven and bor go together with the chaloyim. Kmanyin bar v'teven eitzel chaloyim, elom rabbi yechne mishim rabbi shimon ben yechoy, kishem shi efshel lebar b'loi teven, kachi efshel lachaloyim b'loi dvorim b'teilim. That means there's dvorim b'teilim in the chaloyim also. Omar rabrechye chaloyim, that is the difference in nevuah. Nevuah comes from a sheirish that is no dover bottle, but in chaloyim is there's a dover bottle. Amar Abrechia Chaloyim Afa Pisha Mikzosi Miskayim Kulay Eine Miskayim Minolam Mi Yosef Tachsi Vihine Hashemesh Vayoreyach Vishayte Ime Loi Havis. That is, the Rochel wasn't alive. So that was Eine Miskayim. Vishayte the Cholam Ime Loi Havis. Amar Ablevi Lo Oilom Yitzapa Odom Lachaloyim Toiv Ad Chof Bei Shona. That means he should never become a Yuyish, even though he had a Chaloyim Toiv, and it wasn't Niskayim. Can take 22 years before being Niskayim. Mi Nolan, mi Yosef. Dechsiv Eile, Teildish Yaakov, Yosef ben 17 Shona. Dechsiv Yosef ben 30 Shona, Ba'omdoi Lifnei Paroi. Then he was 30 years. Ez min Shiv Sri, Atlosin Kamahave, Tlas Sri. So that was already, there was 13 years to when he stood by Paroi. Vishev the Shiva. And now there was another 7 years of the Sheva Yimei HaSoiva, the Shevish Nasa Soiva, the Tarti the Chafna. Hochov Beis. And then there was Niskayim the Cholom. Omar Rav Huna. Now Rashi has a different Gilsa here. Let us learn the Gilsa of Rashi. La Odom Toiv. Marim loy chaloyim ra. Van odom toiv, he has bad chaloyimis. La odom ra, marim loy chaloyim toiv. La odom ra, marim loy chaloyim toiv. Let us see Rashi. Yitzape she yiskayim. Mi yosef, shaloy niskayim o ishtachavo yisalolu ad eschim v'shtayim shone. Kshe yored yakiv lo mitzrayim shekvar ho yoharov shtay shonim. תחשיב כי זה שנוסעים אורוב. לאודם טויב מרין לוי חלוים רע, כדי שידאג ולא יחתו, ושיחפר לוי עצבוינוי. I once heard, I'm not, once heard that the Briskerov Zachayne Levroche, the Tanaisim, Midivrei Kabbalah, he was very makel, Bachal and Brisk, they were very makel in Tanaisim. And he held a Chayle Shem by Sakone, it's napshat, fast, Muchetzich, that's not called a Tainis. If he's put at the fast, so it's Tamazoi, Samazich Gemuchet, it doesn't have a Shem Tainis. So he was makel in the Tainesim, but in Tainis Cholom he was God very machma. He was for himself al kaponim. La Adam Toiv Marin Leich Aleim Ra. That's Fakert HaSeder. That's good for an Adam Toiv. Kdei She Yidag V'lo Yechto V'shi Yechap Lo Yetzvoinoi. La Adam Ra Marin Leich Aleim Toiv. Kdei L'samchoi She Yoich Lo Yelomei. Should have a Sipuk that Fakert Simcha in this world. Fakert HaCholam Toiv is Moisef in the Simcha. So he should have this world, he should have his Olam Haba Mishalom L'Soinav Alponav La'avidoi. So how much he can get from this world, that's the Tashlumim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kol Shnoisav Shal David Leiro Chalayim Toiv. The Kol Shnoisav Shal Achi Saifu Leiro Chalayim Ra. Frag the Gemara, he says, so what's Pshat, so David saw Chaloy Meschois, v'chsiv leisu'u neilecha ro. V'omar Rav Chizde, omar Rav Yirmiye Barabe, shelo yavilucha loy Chaloy Meschoim, v'lo yerurim roim. So, lo yavilucha, v'nega lo yikra v'yolecha, shelo yitimtza ishtecha sofik nido, v'sho sha'ata bo min aderech. This is a different tefillah. She shouldn't find Ishtoi Sofik Nida. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, what is this Inyan of Sofik Nida? Because Rashi in Sanhedrin says, Al Sofik Hu Meitza, the Yitzroi Tokvoi, Sha'oimer Bidatoi Tahoirihi, Va'al Chinam Ani Moineya. It's a very big Nesoi, and a Sofik is a Mechetes Yishizosa, with a Cheskes Heter. So Mamela Venega Laik, that's called a nega. Venega Laikra Violecha. Ella, so Abba Kaponim we see, and the Laisune Lecha Rosh, Layabi Lucha, Lay Chalay Mesroim. So he didn't have Chalay Mesroim. Ella Iu Lay Chazilei. He taket didn't see Chalay Mesroim. Achini Chazilei. But others saw about him Chalay Mesroim. So the Gemara says, so it comes out like this. Chaloyim is toiv is yizicha didn't see. That you only give to someone like Achi Seifel. Chaloyim is rois he also didn't have, because, le'evalucha le'i chaloyim is roim le'ehurim roim. So he didn't have any chaloyim is period. V'chilechaze iyu mal yusuhu v'omar rav ze'ira Kol halon shiva yomim b'loy chaloyim nikrora. A person 7 days without a cholim is nikrora shenemar. So the correct ivre in the pasuk is v'saveya yolin bal yipoked ro. V'saveya yolin bal yipoked ro. So the gemara darshins al tikri saveya elo sheva. So the pasuk is v'sheva yolin bal yipoked. If a person 7 days went by bal yipoked without a chaloyim ro, so that's nikra ro. Rav Dessler explains because in the chaloyim is the zicher a gewaldike siyata d'shmaya to be madrich the person, and if they're not metapel min hashemayim with him. So that's not good. That's nikra ro. So it's a kasha on David. So the Gemara says, Alohochi koma, dechoza v'lo yoda mai choza. Zot Rashi. The David leiro chaloyim toiv v'oksiv leigosine nochi, algosine v'oksiv leisune ilecha ro. Kashel Ravune da Oma la Adam Toiv Marloi da Oma la Adam Toiv Marloi Cholim Ra Mishana Iu Lai Chazi a Achinu chozu lei chaloim ra. But others saw on him a chaloim ra. Lechozi iu ma yusu, kim lechozi chaloim ra, ki dekom, shloye beilu. That the cholim shouldn't fatumul him. Vachaloim toiv, lechoshkin de lechozi. Doktoni kol yoma shadog lecho chaloim toiv. Im kein lechozi chaloim klau. Elo sheva zayin leilis yolim vleipokit beshum chaloi. Hura, besoinin oisin, vein marin loiklum. Umishani dechozi vlo yoda maichozi. Adam toiv, marim loy, chaloim toiv. They show him a good cholim, so this toiv dachnish. Ba'ad shlo yokitz, mishtakeyach mimenu, kidoi shlo yismach. But he remembers he had a cholim, but exactly what the cholim was, that he doesn't remember. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Hune Bar Ami, Omar Rav Ptos, Omar Rav Yochanan. Haroye chaloim, V'navshoi aguma. Aguma, the Miri says, aguma b'yoyser. It's bothering him. That's a simon that it means something. Yeilech v'yifterenu b'fnei shloish. So he should go before three people, and it should be poiser. Yifterenu? For Omar Rav Chisda chelma d'loi mefashe ki igarta d'loi mekraya. Fakert. Who knows how they're going to be poiser the chaloim? Fakert, it's better this way. The doubt is better than the pisrin. Who knows what the pisrin will be? Ala eimo yitivenu bifnei shloisha. He should make atoves chaloim bifnei shloisha. Leisei tlosa. You bring three people. V'leim elohu chelma tove chazoi. V'leim rolei hanoch. They'll tell him tovu hu v'tovu leheve. Rachmone leshavi letav. Shrazimnen rigzu aloch min shemaye de levetove vihevetove. The laimru gimel hafuchais, three psukim which mention hahepech, the gimel peduyais, three psukim which speak about pidyin, v'sholeish shloimais, and three psukim which speak about sholem. Sholeish hafuchais afachto mispedi lemocheli. Pitachto saki vatazreini simcha, ostismach besula bemochel, uvachurim zekeinim, yachta vafachti, evlom lesosain. Yovashem akech lishmeel bilom, vyafech Hashem es aklolo lebroch. Sholish peduyeis, tersiv podo bisholim nafshi mikrovli, uptuyei Hashem yeshuva. Vyei meromer osho hayenosin yamusa, shosa yeshua hagdeila, vayivto omes yenosin vlei meis. Shalosh shloima istachsiv bayrei niv svasoyim shalom shalom lerochik v'lekorav amashem arafosiv guach lov she samosai v'amartem koylochoy v'ate shalom v'beischa shalom. So that is what one, that's the seder of hatovas chaloim. Again we see there's an inyan that the pair is shoylet and the chaloim. Ameimer umarzutre v'ravashi aviyosvi bahadi adodi. Omri kol chad v'chad minon leima milse deloy shmiyele lechavei. Let's either of us say a pesa a new chiddush that no one ever heard. Pasach chad minayu v'oma. Hayman dechoze chelmo v'lo yoda maychoze. He doesn't know what he saw. So the Meiri says lo yorad v'soif in yonai. Im toiv, im ra. The navshe mevuke olov. He doesn't know if it's, so he doesn't know. So then there's this eight, so like this is an in of atovas chaloim. The Marsha says pshat, he forgot the chaloim. But if he remembers the chaloim, he should be mate of the chaloim. That's how the Marsha learns. And the liyarabe, this is like the miri, the lo yoda itav ibish. So what should he do? Leikim kame kahani beidno de parsi yodayu. Bishas, the nesiyas kapayim of the kahanim, he should say, v'leima hochi, ribayni shlelem ani sholcho v'chalei moisei sholcho, chalim cholamti v'eini yedeye mahu. Bein shecholamti ani la'atzmei, bein shecholmi lichaveirei, bein shecholamti al acherim. Im toivim heim, chaskeim v'amtzeim, kachalei moisev shol Yosef. That the need chizuk also didn't come about automatically. Mitzrichim refuah, Rapem, kemei mora yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, chemir yemitzarat, chizkiyo mechoyoy, chemei yiricha yidei Elisha, chshem shafachto kilas bilo morosha lebrocha, kei nafoich kol chalei moysai, olai letoive. Messiahim bahadi kahani da'oni tzibure omein. And he ends when they say omein. Agabuche, the Indian, the Rav Nissen Goyim brings down a medrash tantchume b'parshas nosai, hine mitosai shel ishloimai shishim giboirim. So what is the shishim giboirim? Eilu samach oisiyais shebebirches kaihanim, kulam achuzei cherev. Each ois is achuz becherev, shkol echad ve'echad, shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nizkar boi. Yivarech Hashem, Yoir Hashem, Yisa Hashem, Ish Harbaya Yerecha Imaroso Yerech Niskeres Kam, Afiloroya Odom Bachaloimai Hacherev Shlufe, sees the Toikev Hadin, Unesuna Bitzavore, Vikoiteas Yerecha, Mashkim La Boike, Vohilech Lebeisakneses, Mipachat Shero Balelis Bachaloimai, Vroyes Akehanim Nasim Eskapeim, V'chaloim horam izbatal mimenu v'kach nema mipachat balelos. This is the makor of this inyan. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, what if chaloim cholamti, what if one did not have a cholam the night before? So he says, so since we say it by the regolim, so memele, Mistame from one regal to the other regal, Mistame there was a cholim, so therefore you should say it. But he brings on the Matzis HaShekel, Yom Tev Sheini, so then he shouldn't say it. Unless he's chayish, that someone else maybe had a cholim about him, so he should not start from the beginning al kaponim to say, Ribayin Chaloim Cholamti. He should start from the Yehi Ratzin, he should not start from the beginning. V'iloi, leima hochi adir b'morin, sheichem b'gvura ata sholoim, v'shimcha sholoim, yirotzim ufonecha shetosim oleinu sholoim. And the girsis arif is v'mechadri kahane, apayu leima hochi. When they turn around, they should say this. Not by the duchenim. Zokte gemore weiter. Pasach idach va'oma, hay man ba'ayu lemosa, a person that enters a city, v'dochel me'ena bisha, linkoit zokva diyodei diyemina, she should take the thumb of his right hand, and he should stick it biyodei the smolei, and he should stick it the calf of yodei smol, v'zokva diyodei the smolo biyodei diyemina, and he should stick the thumb of his left hand in his right hand. Agabucha de Ben Yoyodo says that there are 12 parokim with the four etzbois, and the calf is considered like a 13th perik. So when you stick the thumbs in each hand, so you have, that's the Shem Havaya. Both, you have 13 in each hand, so that's the Shem Havaya. Shem Yishmolcha Mikol Ra goes on an Ein Hore. Al Koponim, that's what one should do. V'leima hochi, ano ploini bar ploini, mizara de Yosef kosina. I come mizara de Yosef. So the Yavit says, what should zara de Yosef? I mean, you have to see his birth certificate there, mizara de Yosef. So, others say it's a lachash. As a zotman, al kaponim, it helps when I inhore. And the Yavit says, since Yosef was mechalkel klal Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, v'hech Yosam nikro al shmoi. We're all called Zara de Yosef. If it wouldn't be for Yosef, we wouldn't be around. As I get the kolam agadol, Yosam b'seich beisis kila yoldoi. So memela, we're Zara de Yosef. So memela, mizara de Yosef. Lo yisholta boi ein abishim. And on Yosef wasn't sheilet an einho. Shenemar bein peiris Yosef, Ben Poires Alei Oyim. al tikre alei oyin elo oyli oyin. That they're not controlled by the ayin, but they're over the ayin. They're not affected by an ayin hora. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina omer mehocha v'yidgu l'roiv bekeref ha'oretz ma'adogim shebiyam mayim mechasem aleihem v'ein ayin ro sheletes behem avzaroi shel Yosef v'ein ayin ro sheletes behem. That is, if he's afraid that someone will give him an ayin hore. V'idochel me'eino bisha dilei, but if he's afraid that he might give someone else an ayin hore, is lechzei atarfe de nechirei de smole. So you should look at the left nostril of his nose, and that'll occupy him. He just looks at that, and then kuk nishon af yene. That's enough already. He might get cross-eyed, but he won't give an eye in horror. That's all kaponim, what we're accomplishing. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Zekife goidel, alei ayin, oile ayin, shlitin al ha'ayin, v'lei ayin, oile bohem. Atalfa de nechirei de smolei, doifen ha'smolei shel choitmoi. Let us see what Taisa says, Sheva zimnin rigzu aloch, kachu ha'lachash. Not that this should be said seven times. No, the lachash is sheva zimnin rigzu aloch. That's the nusach that should be said. V'yesh meforshim, the sheva zimnin sorich loimech al metovach hazoi v'chein lanei sachal. Avori lehoi rogel lo oimroi elo sholish pomim. So we see the sheva pomim is only a lachash. That's the chelik of the nusach. Zog te gemara weiter. Posach idach v'oma. Hai man de cholish. A person who is weak, he's getting sick. Yoyme kame loyligali. The first day he shouldn't be mefarsim. Ki heched loylisra mazlei. Shouldn't be mefarsim that he's sick. Mikan ve'eilach ligle. Ki hoden he should be megali. Ki hoderov ve'ki avacholish. Yoyme kame loyligali. Mikan ve'eilach omalei lishamei poik achis. They should put out tetlach. Rove cholish. Man de rochim li, so what is he going to accomplish with this? Man de rochim li, liboy elay rachmi. That the mispalo zayn. Tzorech lechlo, we laid in the end of the first perik, at Talmud Chochem, she cholo, so a person has to become a choyli on the tvile and to be mispalo for him. So liboy elay rachmi, is doch gewaldig good. Uman de soni li, in a person who has kindness to me, who hates me, lechdi li, vete zayn sefriden, he'll be happy. Chsiv, oh, that's very good if he'll be happy. Benefoy loy vecha al tismach, ubekosh loy al yogali becha, pen yira Hashem, verabeinu veheshiv me olav apoy. So that's a oifen how to veheshiv olav apoy, adarab, is olav zayn freilich, is mir good. Shmuel ki avachozi chelma bishe, when Shmuel saw a chelma bisha oma bachaloimes, hashov yidaberu. Skornisht, it don't nish gemacht an eisig. Ki avichozi chelma tova, oma bachia chaloimes, hashov yidaberu, bachsiv bachaloim adababoy. Rove romi, ksiv bachaloim adababoy, ksiv bachaloimes, hashov yidaberu. Loi kashe, kan al yedei malach, kan al yedei shet. That it matters that if one is zeicher to a cholam from a malach, then God is a very, Rav Dessler brings down a merdika oiches sadikim. Oiches sadikim says as follows, vi she'ein kol ha-machshoveis emes, al kein ein kol ha-chaloimeis emes. Umi she'malgil atzmoi, she'e kol machshoveis emes, Gambalaila yire maris emes v'yeda sidis k'moyam alochim. Vaistois, if a person bepnimi yusoi is emes, toi ver emes bulvovoi, he's zoiche to have malochim, he's zoiche to have chaloimes from malochim.